דף חוק א' עמד א', it's around 10 lines from the bottom. איקה דאמרי, מחזרס כולי עמי לוי פליגי דחייבס. We had before we had מחלוקס רב ושמור, what is the case of Tzibei Rechove? Is it speaking about that it's Eilech Bershus HaRabim in Mazeres Raisha? And that's when you're Chayiv. And we had, or was it speaking about that the Bahima walked into the Tzibei Rechus HaRabim, and that's when you're Chayiv. Rav held Mazeres is Chayiv, and Shmuel held Mazeres is Parker. In the case of Tzidei Rechove, we're speaking about the Shavkesa, the Rechove, the Ozla, the Kama, the Tzidei Rechove. Now, we have Ike Ba'amri, Marzeres, Kuli Alme, Leibligi, the Chayetis. Everyone agrees that Marzeres, Raisha, the Tzidei, Rishus Arabim, everyone holds your Chayetis. We have three mahalchim by Yechayev, either because the achila is b'chatzar hanizik, or there's a pshat according to Rashi Yechayev it's keren, it's a machine of the achila, or because Yechayev, because it's not b'mokim hiloch harabim, so there the balaperis had a right to keep his payers there, and therefore, there's no tour of Rishus Arab. So, Marzeres Kulame Leipligi Bechayetis. Ki Pligi Bemekatze Makze Mokem Mershusoi Rishus Arab. The Machloikis of Rav Shmuel is a person is makze mokem b'rshusay l'rshus haram v'hochi itma, and the machlokes is as follows between Rav and Shmuel. Omar Rav lo yishonu ela machzeres machzeres lo yisho l'tzidei r'shus haram ben yechay. Aber makze mokem mirshusoy lirshus harabim ptua. Then the balabayim is potter. Shmulam afil makze mokem mirshusoy lirshus harabim chayedus. Now, before we see Rashi, let us just see Tesvis, keep ligi, perhaps to understand the case, and I think Rashi also learned like this, so we'll understand the case a little better. Kipligi b'makze moke, shekonas l'seich sholoi. That means a person possessed property, somuch l'rshus haram, and theoretically he could have built his house there, on the boundary. But he didn't do this. Konas l'seich sholoi. He moved in to his property. V'hiniach mikalkoi livnei rishus haram. And the kalke that was left over, that's between his house and the rishus haram, he left over this kalke livnei rishus haram. That the bnei rishus harabim are permitted to walk on this property. A very generous action. Zitaisvis Veloshe Hifke Rishusa, Napshada Day was Makir Legamri, Dimtena Virishusa Rabm Gomer. So this now became the possession of the Rishusa Rabm. We wouldn't have a Shaila. Ella, Hiniach Lishtayach Sham Peresa, this property, which theoretically he had a right to build there, but he left over this property, he won't build there. He'll spread out his payers, Vaisa Tzoyrich, אבל כל זמן שאין פרס שם, יש רשוס לבני רשוס הרבים להלך שם. כל זמן, it's my property, and when I have פרס, so don't walk there, but when there's no פרס, when there's no payers, then you have a right to walk there. Now let us stop here and learn Rashi. Zot Rashi, Kul alma loy pligi dechayeves, loy hoyo lo lahachse roisho lecide rechova. So memele, that's called, it went into the Chotzer HaNizik. So everyone knows Yechai, the Maximokim, Shekonas Leseich Shaloi Ubono, Viniach Mikarkoi Lershus Aram, Vishotach Shom Peiris, Vinichnese Shom Behemo Derech Hilucho Vochlusom. So Rashi says it is speaking about that the behemoth walked into this rishus, he was sheteich peiris, and a chelik of the rishus, and the behemoth walked in and helped himself. So Rav holds Baal HaBehemoth's potter, and Shmuel holds the Baal HaBehemoth's chai. The Baal, we don't know a reason for this machlokes. So let us go the Gemara further. Zuk the Gemara, Leime beber b'shusay kemiflegi. The machloikis, Rav Ishmuel, that what Rav holds, that the behema is potter, because Rav holds, ber b'shusay is chayiv. And Shmuel, that holds that the behema is chayiv, is because he holds that Ber Bishusa is Potter. So there is a need of a lot of explanation to understand the connection with these two halachas. But let us just say the Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi. Leima beber Bishusa kamiflagi, Rav da Omar Potter, Rav that says Maximokim is Potter, Kesava ber b'shusay chay, siyos ber b'shusay chay. Ushmul doma chayiv, kesava ber b'shusay pota. Before we'll see Rashi, let us just look for 1 minute on that memtesam at base. The bottom of the Gemara that Mem Tesamid base, like the last three lines, Leinech Leku Elo Bedbeir Beshusay. There's a machlokes, Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Yishmoel, Bedbeir Beshusay. Rabbi Kivin, Sova, Beir Beshusay, Nami Chayi, Dechsiv Bala Beir, Bedbeir De Islay Bailam. Let's just skip over this way, Bam Kamar Rachmon, Rabbi Shmuel Sovel, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that Bala Takola. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're potter. Ber Beshusa, you're potter. Now, what is the svore of Rabbi Shmuel? So there's a Rashi on Mem Tesamid base. Rashi the Master Kulam Lepligi the Machayev. Avol, let's go one line after the beginning of Rashi. Av Rabbi Shmuel Leimoydele Rabbi Kiva Beber Bishusay. The Kosovo ki avkalmuloch rishusi lav lechiyuvi ano bezeke avkalte. That means the story is as follows. A person dug a boer on his rishus, which is 100% permissible. Then he was mafke the rishus and kept over the boer. It's my boer, but the rishus the rabbim can go to. So now, the rabbim got the extra mokim of hiluk, so they went in this property, and they fell into the boer. So Rabbi Kiva holds, it's your boer was mazik, people have a right to go there, there's no taina of tura b'shusi, my boy, we have a right to go there, your takola is here, your boer is here, she mechuyif to pay. Rabbi Shmuel holds, the kasova ki afkarna loch reshusi lav lechiyuve yano behezeke afkarte. I was taken mafke my rishus. I gave everyone permission to go into my property, but on your own risk. I'm not such a meshuganer that I'll be mafke my rishus, and now you'll fall into my bird, I'll be chay. Adai tadochei wasn't mafke. So it seems the hefker is with a condition that you can go on my rishus, but if you fall into my bail, I'm not responsible. That's Svaras Abishmor, Abikibor, there's no such thing. So let's go back to Dav Chafala from Adalat. Leima Rav Shmuel Bechayfer Beir Beshusoy Vehivke Rishusoy Vlehivke Beir Kamiflagi. Ubeplukted Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kivi, the Pligi Bola Kamon, Beperik Shoy Shenoga Hasapo. This is in Yesod Amachlekes Tanoim. The Rav Sover Chayit. Rav holds that a Beir Beshusoy is Chayit. Umishim Hochi. So since Rav holds Ber B'shusay Chai, Ptura Hach Beheime. So a Beheime walked into the Rishus that I was Mafkil Letzer Charabim, and the Beheime walked in and ate up the Peres. So the Bala Beheime is Potter because Rav holds Ber B'shusay Chai. So what's the connection? A person who had peiros in his rishus, this person is the equivalent to a keire ber. That means he was mafkir the rishus, and a chelik of the rishus is peiros, who is sheter peiros. The rest of the rishus, it's hufkel the hiluch haram. Now what is going to be if a behemah will walk on this newly acquired rishus and will slip on the peiros? So this is mamish aber b'shusay. It's my peiros. You have rishus to walk in this area. So memele, if the behema will slip, so memele, I'm a chuyif to pay. That's a ber b'shusay. Hilkach lehoye lelasiske. So you don't have a right to this combination that after the rabbim has a rishus to enter this area, you have no right to keep your peiros there because this is a takola for the hiluch harab. Fine. So what does this have to do with us? So Rashi, and this is, it seems, the key line, V'kaimlam b'beniach esakat, kol amikalkalim b'shus harabim sheiziku chayovim l'shalim. If a person puts something in the rishus harabim that was mazik, is the one who put into the Rishus HaRabim is Chayovim L'Sham, the Mechuyif to pay. V'chol HaMazik Bohen Zoche. And whoever picks it up, it can remain by him. So Shtaitan Meir of the Kazakh. So let's go backwards. If a person put into a Rishus Arabim, he put something which one is olul to be genizik. So if someone got genizik, he's chayav to pay. That's a bir b'shus harab, number one. Number two, and Chazal put their foot on and said, since you made a takola b'shus harabim, so we won't permit you to keep this takola there. We have to wait till someone breaks the next. So kol ha-machzik b'em zocheben. So whoever sees this takola, you pick it up, and you can keep it. So they cancelled the person who put in the takola in the Rishus Harabim, since he's making a takola for the Bnei Rishus Harabim, so everyone is permitted to take it away. Zokt Rashi, so now let's talk about a Ber B'Shusoy. This person was konas l'seich shaloi v'hivke rishusoi, and he put peiris there. So these peiris in Yisod are atakola. Now people have a right to walk here. People are going to walk, and you have the peiris there, and someone's going to slip on the peiris. I mean, let's make it something interesting. I mean, every peiris potter is malaylat potter by yem take. He should have seen the bear. So talking about every bear that's Balaylo, Bahima that's a Sume, about Kaponim, talking about Balaylo. So you made people are going in your property. There's no lights around the Peiris. A person, a Bahima will walk in your shoes, it'll be Genizi. So the Halach is, For such actions, we have Chazal took the law in their hands. So whoever kol amazik bo zocha bo, fine. So memela. So now Rav is meiridik. So now my behemoth went into your rishus and ate up the peiris. So not only I'm not potter to pay, you have to give my behemoth a medal. It was mamish matzel the rabbim from a takola. But let's talk about that. About kaponim, I don't have to pay. Leaving your payers there is a takola. And we have a klal, kol amachzik bo zoche bo. So mamela, that's the hemshech of the Gemara. Since Rav holds Ber B'Shusa Yeschayim, so it's called, he made a takola, so the din is called a marzik zot bozochebo. So Mamel of the Behema ate up those payers, the Behema's potter. That's the score of Rav. Ushmuel Sovar potter. Shmuel holds Ber B'Shusa is potter like Rabbi Shmuel. So we have this lomdus of Rabbi Shmuel, as of two, I was kindness pesach shali. You can go in, but on your own achayis. I meant kiev karnin, not to become chayiv. You walk into my reshus, you bring a flashlight along. It's not some emela. So if a hezek occurs, it's the nizik's fault, not the mazik's fault. I'm not mechuyev to take care of all hezekas which are on this reshus. You have a You're permitted to go in on your own risk. So therefore, it's not considered that I made a takola for the rabbin, they have to come in with flashlights. So memele, so no one has a right to take these payers. There's no avla for keeping the payers there. Everyone is walking with a flashlight. Hilkach behemish ochloson. Chayevet, so now the Bahim is Chayev. Shirei b'rishus also. I have rishus to keep these payers there. I didn't do any avla whatsoever. So memele, so it's my payers. Your Bahim ate my payers. Rishus harabim nami loyavi, she'ein ze derech ilucho. This is not the derech ilucho. So perhaps Rashi means, like we had seen Taisvitz. Taisvitz said, The loyshe hivker ishus, that they can't have a rishus harabim gomo, so then it would be potter al shein b'shus harabim. It's not speaking about that it was mafke the rishus, it's not the mokemilach, you have permission to go. But it's not shein b'shus harabim. Chazal did not cancel me for keeping my peiris here. So memele, so if the behemoth went into this rishus, so the Balabim is chayiv to pay. That's how the Gemara wanted to explain the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. But l'chayre, the shayle is not only a innocent question, it's a shtikul tviya b'istoyis. The Gemara says, Laima baber b'shusei kamiflegi. So Mamela, so Rav should have said, Halocha Kerabi Kivin, Shmuel says that, Halocha Kerabi Shmuel. So, it's modne to say that this is the Machlokes. Omer locho Rav, lo'oila meimeloch, ba'alme ber b'shusei pot. So Rav said, no, Maistik Teire is a filu, if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that ber b'shusei pot. In the Ptur is not the way you learn Pshat, because it's in Kazal Kansen, and you can take it. Vishani Hoche, the Oma Lav Kol Keminoch, the Mekarvis Luhu Leperisecho, Lershus Arabim, Machaibis Luhu Leturoi. Agora Nandres for it. That means since the behemoth, forget the Ptur is taka out Shein Bershus Arabim. That means, you can't, if behemoth have a reshus to go there, so memela, you can't expect a behemoth not to eat these peiris. So memela, so these two things are stiridic. If the behemoth has a reshus to go there, so don't expect that your peiris are secure. So memela, I'm not mechuyif to pay. Ba'al mezut rashi ber b'shus ha'potot lechai v'teir el al ber b'shus ha'ram chiyal rabbi shmuel taim ayos. So now we know pshat and rab. U'shmuel oma ba'al me ber b'shus ha'chai shmuel holds ber b'shus ha'yischai. So now we have a problem. Ber b'shus ha'yischai, so then, he should be potter, because they were, if it's chayiv, so it's a takola, so they were mafker, the peiris that he put down. Ba'al meber b'shusei chayiv, the bishle meber ikal meima lava daite. A ber b'shusei is chayiv, because you could say the behemoth didn't notice it. Ela Peiris, Mikele Meima, Lava Date, Peiris, he didn't see it. Ochozilu, he sees the Peiris. So this is very difficult to understand. What do you mean that he sees the Peiris? Talking about, he passed by at night. I mean, the Peiris are not too visible at night. So that was in Rashi. So let's see what Rashi says. Ba'al meber b'shusay chayiv. Hoyil v'yivkiroi. He was mafkir the reshus around the boil. So now people can walk around the boil. So if they fall in, that's called a takola. Pohoche maitayme beheime shachloson chayevis. The beish loyme ber ikala meime lava daite de shoyl in ture nafshi mi ber. The shoyl cannot protect himself from the ber. Vikiv in the bishus nichnas, the behime entered bishus, the hifke rishusay. Chayev balaber. So the balaber is chayev. Avol Peiris, but Peiris, okachosilu, You can see the peiris. Pafilu huchlike behen potter. So Rashi is saying that even though boir b'shusar is potter, that means that there was a hole there, and it fell into the hole, so the a behemah is not capable of protecting itself from a hole. So then if it was, the behemah got genizik, you're chayit. But if you left peiris in your rishus, there peiris are more visible than a boil. That could be. Even at night, but peiris, vinishvi, are more visible than a boil. Is vafilo huchluke behen potter. So memele boir b'shusay afiluch l'kevem potter. Tekt Rashi va'afol gav dechol takola boiru. Every takola is boir. So memele, what'll be then? I'll put peiris on shusarabim, and then the behem will slip on the peiris and chayiv. So there I don't say hakachozi lo. You see the peiris. You don't see the peiris at night. Maybe it's more visible than a boir, but it's a takola. Ava gav dechol takola boiru. Hani mili b'shus harabim de'ein lei reshus lose shem takola. He says, there you don't have a right to put the takola. Don't have a right to put the takola there. So memele, even though the boil is more visible, but we don't take this for an excuse in your chayiv. Ma she'en kein b'rishusoy hivke rishusoy I have rishus to put down the peiris here. If I have reshus, so here Chazal differentiated between a takola of a boyer and a takola of peiris, even though both are a takola. But it seems the takola of peiris is a smaller takola than the takola of boyer. So Meila b'rishus harabim, he had no right at all to put it there. So then he's chayiv afilo by a boil, which afilo by peiris, which is a lesser takola. Mashein kein b'rishusoy hifke rishusoy, let the rabbim come in, but it seems he has rishus to put down peiris, because peiris is not such a great takola as a boil. So memele, so if the peiris will be mazik, it'll be potter, if it was b'shusay. So therefore there's no din kolamachzik bem zoche bem, so that is why Shmuel holds that by matzah rishusay, the balabim is chayiv to pay. It's not hefka. I just like to read the lashon of the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz. He brings down Rashi. Oy peiris Rashi, avol peiris mi ikel lameima lava datei. But you could say lava date, and Rashi says blow by us, it can't protect itself. Lava date the shell and turi nafshi mi boy, it can't protect himself from the boy. Avol peiris mi ikele meima lava date, but kachozilu, you can see the peiris. Vim kain, afilo uchlike bema beheime, I think the word is poto, but yeshloi lishma mi kosho bem. You can protect yourself. Fragt der Teus Rabbeinu Peretz, wo loi domi la avnoi sakinoi en masoi dach schwinu lo boi wa afa gav dach ozulu. If you tell me now a new you saw it, envision that this is more visible of a love at night. The hosom hinicham shaloi bishus. He had no right to put it there in the shusaram. So there, if you had no right to put it there, then you can't come with a good lawyer and say, well, the Behemoth could have seen it. That avolhoche, shenicham sham bershus, loy mechayev mitam ber kivin dechosele kachshi tashashi. That's how he learns pshat and rashi. So it seems that he seems to learn pshat and rashi that a dover, a takola that's over the ground is a smaller takola in statistically than a boyer. And memele, so the guidelines for chiyuv to pay if it caused a hezek is tola, if you had no right to put it there. So memele, so then you can't come with a taina, well, it was partially visible and you had no right to put it there, so memele yachayim b'chol oifen. Masha'enkein b'rshusa, it seems that he had a right to keep his peiris there. He just gave the b'nei reshus harabim permission to go there, but he also has a right. The minute he has a right, so a boyer, he doesn't have a right to dig a boyer, because a boyer is mamish not visible. So memele, you're achroy on this, the digger boiled and behemoths and people are walking that you can't do bishamayf. But to put peiris, which are partially visible, then you're allowed to do it. It's you have a reshus to do it. You're not responsible. That's l'chayre pshat and rashi. Now, let us see Taisvis. Let's first see the next Taisvis. Terav Sova Ber Bishusei Chayev. Now first Taisvis is going to bring down Rashi's Pshat. Ber Bishusei Chayev. Lakach Potter. The Choshev Kamei Kaira Boil. By leaving these Peres here, so whoever picks it up is zoche, kedin takola b'shus harabim, kede perish bekundra. So everyone has a right to pick it up. Ubehem shoch leptur. So if the behem ate it up, is no problem. Zuktois viz verav letaimei. Doma bepere kaminiach, zoche bein begufon, bein beshvochon. Now, there's a machloikis further, na flamadom et beis, that what it says, kolakoide bem zoche bem, these people put avnoi vekashoi bushus haram, they put it there for a purpose, they wanted that the bein should step on it, she get rotten, and then they use it for fertilizer. So lemaise, by putting these in yonim in the reshus harabim, there was a shvach. They got a shvach. That means it was worth more than it was worth before they put into reshus harabim. They put paint tevin into reshus harabim, a pound of tevin. So let's see, it's worth $5. After a month's time, when it became fertilized, it's worth $10. So they got, that was the reason they put it in. So, Ziri holds, kolakoide bemzocha, if a person takes away the, after became fertilizer, so the shvach belongs to him. Chazal, he says, they wanted a deterrent, a person shouldn't do this. So they said, if you do it, but someone can pick it up, and the shvach will belong to the lekeach, the one that picks it up.
That's what Ziri holds. But the previous Shavius of the Tevin that was put in, that still belongs to the one who put it in. That's what Ziri holds. And Rav holds, Kolokaydim Emzochem, Bein Begufon, Bein Beshvochem. The one that picks it up, so everything belongs to him. It's Lugamri. So Memele is a Ktoisvis, so it fits like a glove or Gemara. Here we are saying that the Behemoth is Potter, because Kolokaydim Emzochem. Now, according to Ziri, this diktaira would not work. Because Ziri holds you only zeich in the shvach, not in the goof. So the bala peiris, the baby should have to pay for the peiris. But Taisha says, the rav le taimei, it stims, rav holds, zoche bein begoof and bein beshvachem. So memele, if it is a boer, And they can't send the Bala Bahim, so Mamela, that's why the Bala Bahim is Potter. Agavuche, with this Charifis, with this Bekiyas, that Rav Letaimei, so the Rashba Fahemfels Akashe, that he asks on this Gemara. It's Meredik Modna, the Gemara, we had before Machlekes by Machzeres. Rav said Chayiv, Shmuel said Potter. That was the previous. Then the Gemara says, you know, everyone holds Machzeres is Chayiv. Machlokes is by Makze Mokim. Then the Gemara says, Rav says Potter, and Shmuel says Chayiv. Think the Rashba, why did the Gemara make of an hapachu? Before, the previous machloikis, Rav was the machmer, and Shmuel was the maple. Znanimor says, no, in that case, everyone is machmer. The machloikis is in a different case. So the Gemara should have been consistent. In this different case, Rav is the machmer, and Shmuel is the maple. Here the Gemara makes an about face. Rav is the maple, and Shmuel is the machmer. Zuk the Rashba, because we had to say Rav is the Mekel, because Rav is the one that holds Zoche b'shvochen b'gufo. That's Rav. We can't say v'nahapachu that Shmuel, because Shmuel doesn't hold like Rav in this case, Zoche b'gufo. Rav is the one that holds Zoche b'gufo, so Mestama, Rav is the one that was Mekel, and he saw that the Bala Bahim is Potter. That's what the Rashba says. According to Rashi, is very good. Why the Gemara changed the Machmirim and the Mekilim. Ve'ein litmoya. Frektois was fine. So we have here a Pesamahalach that since Rav holds Ber Beshusa Yischayim, so they cancelled. They cancel the Bala Peiris that anyone can take it. Svektoisvis eich mifto mi peiris pnimiyem delay havi takola. Svektoisvis apsamirdike kashe. Svektoisvis, the whole lomdus is as follows. Let us say the shetach of the knise was 100 feet. And the first 40 feet are empty. Where behemoths can go, and the next 60 feet are full of payers. So Taisvi says, so the 50th foot, which is next to the 40 feet of Hilach HaBehemoth, the 50th foot is at Hakola. A behemoth is going to walk on these 40 feet, it's going to slip on the payers, which are on the 50th foot of the Mokim HaKnisa, so we have to cancel him. So therefore, if the Behema ate the 50th foot of Peiris, it's understandable that why the Behema is Potter, because that 50th foot is at Hakola for the Behemas are walking on the first 40 feet. But the Behema had a yontif. The Behema ate up all the Peiris. He went all the way up till they ate up all the Peiris. Now, those Peiris weren't at Hakola. It wasn't in the access of the Hilach HaRabim. So why is the Behema Potter on those payers? That's Taisvis Kashi. That's Taisvis. ואין לתמויה איך מפתח מפרס פנימיים דלוי הווית הכל. וכיוון דייש רשוס לבני רשוס הרבים ללכת שם, כשאין שם פרס, וכן כשיתלו החיציינים, נמצאו פנימים סמוכים לשוס הרב. לפי כך כל המחזק בכולן זוכר. That means, I think this means when the behemoth started eating up the 50th feet, so now we have a bigger shetach for the Hiluch HaRabim, so now the 60th foot is a Zatakola. So as the behemoth progresses, each row of Peiris becomes a potential Takola, so Mela Wemavke. Fika Komach Zvemzoch. והוד אסנן מתוך החובה משלמס מה שננס. Now here Taisvis asks a shlekech lekashe. והוד אסנן מתוך החובה משלמס מה... Taisvis just said a mirdike zach. A person makes a takole lebnei reshus harabim. So, Chazal put their foot down, we'll show you, you put peiris down, we'll be mafke the peiris. Kolamachzik bem zoche bem. Pektach peiris, so what's pshan the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Ochlo mitoich hachove mishalemes mashenenis. How did this peiris get in the rechove? The Bala peiris put his peiris in the rechove. Now what's going to be, let me ask you, Shal, if the behemoth didn't eat these peiris, it slipped on the peiris. So the Baal HaPeiris will be chayv to pay. He made a bir b'shus harab. So we made a bir b'shus harab, so we should be, aloche kol ha-machzik bem zoche bem. So he says, why is Mishalem is mashenenis? It's the chapele. The whole cheshbin becomes bottle. You're telling me that the whole tour of the behemoth when it eats it is because since it's a takola, so there's a din kala marzik bozochebo, that's why the behemoth is poto. So your peiris and the reshus harabim, you have the same scenario. These peiris are a takola, so mele should be din kala marzik bozochebo. So why do you pay mashenenis? והוד אסנן מתוך החובה משלמס מה שננס, וליומה דפטור מטעם דכל הקודם זוכה, מיירו שלא נוסנו בשוס הרב כדי להשביח, דלא קונסו גופוי כדמשמה במניח. Yeah, so Taisus says now, anu gemore, which we don't know, but I'll kaponim now the sofem for that. I said, this whole yesod that they cancelled the bala peiris is dafke if he put it lashbiach. But so then they cancelled him. But if he didn't put it lashbiach, they didn't cancel. A new yesod. So let's go first. So now let's get back to Makzemokim. So what's the case over there? So then you have to say he put it there Lashbiach. So they that Mazogun, go until Santa Zach. It was Mafke the Rishus, and he put it there Lashbiach. As they that from Lachere Zogun. Yeah. Aber pluktes, as I state klar in Teisa Rabbeinu Peretz according to Rashi, aber pluktes der Rav Shmuel ave bedova shayim bed lashbiach. As I dach mezog, so me mele, fine. So the case of Rav Shmuel is not talking about the same case of Ochlo mitoich al rechova. Ochlo mitoich al rechova is peiris, what's not a milash beer. Somebody didn't cancel on those peiris. And Makze Mokim is speaking about peiris that's a milash beer. And Memele, so that's why they did cancel. As it happened, Mizod. Vikoshel Rial Perisha. So that's a very big doichik. The Rava Masnisen Koi. Vama Loishonu Eleba Marzeres. Rav is going at the Mishnah. Lo ishonu ele b'machzeres. Machzeres is chayev. But, so we're talking about, ochl meteich achove is potter. Hashem b'shusarav. B'machzeres is chayev. But Makze is Potter. Vim kein Rav Nami Ayri b'shaloi nosnu l'ashbiach. It seems we're talking about all the same case. He's saying the Ochlum Tzechachov is Potter. Marzeres is Chayev. But Makze is Potter. According to Rashi, we're talking about two different cases. He was talking about Nosson Lashbiach, you're telling not Nosson Lashbiach, it's very modern. In the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, when he brings down, Vizet Doichik Lahamit Plukte Bedova Achad Le Mairi Bimasnissen Bechiai Gavne. His Demach Leikis is not the same case of the Mishnah. Yeah. So, there's a Rashbe who wants to fend for this kashe, which is a psamaridic kashe. He says, L'chayre, it's speaking about, L'chayre, it's speaking about, he didn't put it Lashbiach. He didn't put it Lashbiach. So there's no Knas. So there's no Knas. So why are you Potter? So the Rashba wants to say that according to Rashi, that what Rav says Potter means, it's potami mashe hizik, but it's chayiv mashe nenis. That means Rashi, just like to say over the lotion of the Rashbe, ומכל מוקם יויסר ממה שננס אינה משלם כיוון שיש תקולה בנוחוס. So the Rashba says Pshat, that means Rashi is just showing us that if a person makes a takole, he should suffer from it. By making a takole, should suffer from it. So there are different dargis. I put something lashbiach, so then kansa gufan atushvachan. if he didn't make lashbiach, so taka there was no knas, but al koponim, if a behema will eat from it, you don't have to pay mashe hizik, you pay mashe nenes. That is how the Rashba wants to say pshat and Rashi. Nachlus David brings down the Rashba. So memele, that means it is, Rashi never said it so clearly, but al koponim, this will be the mahalach according to, he says, Rashi is just telling us that Rafa's Ber B'Shusay is Chayiv. So Ber B'Shusay is Chayiv. So then this person is doing an avla by keeping the peiros there. So then there's guidelines. But here it's not speaking about lashbiach in Maktzemokim, but since we see that Chazal held it for an avle, for making a takole, there were different types of knosos. So the Rashba says, by Maktzemokim, we will not entitle the Baal HaPeiros to get the full amount of money, how much the peiros were worth, since he's a shtikel shegetz, he made a takola. So all he will get is mashenenis. That's how the Rashba famfus. So einachanami, the case of Maktze Mokim is similar to the case of Ochlo Mitoich Alchovo. In both cases, you don't pay Mashe Hizik, you pay Mashe Nenis. That's one Kash. Abakman, that's Taisvis Kash and Rashi. Void the comma elo peiros okachozile, now Taisis is asking on Shmuel. Shmuel, the Gemara says, Shmuel holds could be Ber b'shusay is chayiv. Shmuel could hold Ber b'shusay is chayiv. But that's tafke by Ber. He came in with lavadaita. So Taisa says, "Come, Alaperis, the Gachosla be boil lavadaita. Peiros nami lavadaita." So that is Bemison Taisa's kasha. Taisa's, what we had mentioned before, the Taisa Rabbeinu Peiros wants a ham for Rashi. I mean, Peiros Peshus Arab Metzuchlek. He's called the Balatakola. So what's the difference between a boyer and Peiros? So that the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz wants to affirm for Rashi, that Rashi held that in the Darge of Takola, Peretz is a lesser Takola than Boer, and since he put it Bershusoi, that means it's his Rishus, so, and it's a lesser Takola than Boer, so he's Potter, he's only Potter on a Boer, which is extremely not visible, but on Peiros, he's only chayiv by a boil to pay if the bein was genizik, but not by Peiros, which are partially visible. Al kaponim, these are the difficulties that Taisus had with Rashi. So therefore, Taisus has a whole new pshat in the Gemara, mamish, no shaykhis with Rashi's pshat. V'nire l'ri l'forish. Ahonu mahalach. T'rav sovar ber b'shusay chayiv. Now, we're talking about a person as Maktzemokim for the Hiluch HaRabim, and he reserved for himself the right to be Shetech Peiros. Now, Rav sovar ber b'shusay chayiv. Tchshehivke reshusoi vlehivke boiroi, v'nofo boirshoi, loimotza omalei tura bebiroi maiboi. That means, really, there would be boir b'shusoi. Let's talk a poshet to boir b'shusoi. Someone he was hivke rishusoi, vle hivke boirei, and then a behemah fell into the boir, and the Baal of behemah comes over to him, and asks, you know, my boir is, my behemah got killed. So tell him, what business does your behemah have to go into my boir? This is my boir. Who told your behemah to go into my boir? So that could be the is such a svara. It could be that's Rabbi Shmuel's svara, according to Taisvis. But Rabbi Kiva held, you can't tie such a tie. My boy, that means that is no time. What are you doing in my boy? What do you mean? You made a takola. You made it. It's so close to the makamilach harabim. That's no teretz. What is it doing there? So the chiyuv of Boir B'shusay is, we have a taina on the Baal HaBoir, your Boir is too close to the Mokim Ahiluch, and therefore you're responsible for what your Boir does. The same svara that Boir B'shusay is chayiv, because your boir is too close for comfort, for the same svara is the Baal HaBehemah is potter to pay, the behemah is walking and your peiros are right under his nose, so mayasa ben shalayachto. So what willst du von them? So memele, so it's the same svara. Just like the Baal HaBoir is chayiv, even though he's saying, what are you doing in my boir? What do you mean? Your boir is too close for comfort. So you're responsible for what your boir did. The same way I'm not responsible for what my behemoth did. Because your peiros were too close for comfort to the Rishus HaRab. Shloiho yoloi lekari peiros mamish Rishus HaRab. So that's the connection. If Boir B'shusay is chayiv, so the Baal Behemoth is potter. It's the same logic. Ushmuel mechayiv. Shmuel holds Boir B'shusay is potter. So therefore the Behemoth is chayiv. So he says also the same logic. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishum Shleile Kare Peres of Samachushu Sarabim ain't lift the Shiyacha Bala Peres Lismach. Well, listen, whatever you have a right to do, I can do. You watch yourself. The Gambala Beyacha Lismach. Fakir, this is the Svare. The Svare is by Boyer, don't tell me. The boir is a my reshus. You stay away from my reshus. It's too close for comfort. So, so you stay away. I'm not mechuyev. This is my reshus. The boir is my reshus. Alamazik lahachik asatzmoy. Or anizik lahachik. I have a right to be here. So, Mamela, you have to be machik yourself. So the same logic that if the behemoth fell into the boir, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Baal HaBoir is potter because tucha b'shus in my boir. What are you doing in my boir? Of the same logic, if your behemoth made up my peiros, so you have to pay for the peiros. So the ptur boir is the same logic by I have to pay for the peiros. That was the Gemara's kasha. Leime. That's the machloikis. Vidochi, the Gemara is matcha this. It's not going with this mahalach. The Baal me pota rav. Could be rav holds boir b'shusoy is pota. And why is Boel Beshusai Potter? Because the Baal HaBoer can tie him. Who told you to go so close? Oh, Yomalei. So if there's such a taina of going, said, who told you to go so close? So l'chayre, so the Baal HaBehemesh should also be potter. Och omalei nehei dechi mitzika omalei tura bebiroi my boyi mikol mokim lav kol kimenei lechiyuvalei b'maydem mekalvas l'peres peshusaram. That means this svore can be said in two oifanim. We want to be mechayiv the Baal HaBoer, so the Baal HaBoer can taina, who told you to come into my boil? I'm allowed to be here. Up al leidoch gisa, you want to be mechayiv the Baal HaBoer, so you can say, who told you to put your peres so close to my behemoth? So the same svara can boomerang. It's a svara to pata the Baal HaBoer, the Baal HaPeres, but the same svara can pata the Baal HaBehemeh. Ushmuosov and hey the Baalme lav adaite shenofa leboer. Shmuel holds that boer b'shusay is chayiv. Boer b'shusay is chayiv because the behemoth nebuch fell in. He was genizik, so boer b'shusay is chayiv. You have no right to be Mekarev, the boer, to the Mokim Hiloch HaRabim. Aba Hoche, Leimotzi Lemeima, Hoche, Lemifte Beheime, Shebekavona Ochlesom. But over here, that means when the boer fell in, so when the shoyer fell into the boer, so Memele, so then I can be Mekarev the Baal HaBoer. The shoyer was unable to protect himself. You were masmech your boyer next to the hiloch hashvorim, so you're mechuyev to pay. My she'en came over here when the behemah ate my peres. This was done bekavone, with an intent. It was eaten with an intent. This could have been stopped. This could have been protected. This is not. Here we're not speaking about that you couldn't protect your behemoth from not eating the peres. You could have, it's tamme kavone. So therefore Shmuel holds that the Baal HaBehemeh is chayiv to pay.